Early next week, a Vermont judge will consider a legal motion that could have a tremendous impact on the state's retail cannabis industry. The case involves regulations for how stores can advertise their products, which the plaintiffs argue violate free speech protections in the Vermont Constitution. Here to tell us more about this lawsuit is Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jen.
What's at the heart of this legal struggle, and why should we be interested?
Jen, it's all about the restrictions on advertising that were included in the original bill that passed in 2020 that legalized the cannabis retail marketplace. Now, when lawmakers considered this issue at that time, the bill that passed the House actually prohibited all types of advertising, absolutely none. But that didn't sit well with the Senate, and so a compromise was reached. Here's what it is. All ads, and I mean all ads, including radio, TV, newspaper, and social media posts, have to first be approved by the Cannabis Control Board to make certain that those ads don't appeal to younger people and don't include, quote, misleading statements or therapeutic claims or promote overconsumption. And the ads must also include a lengthy health warning. James Pepper is the chairman of the Cannabis Control Board and one of the defendants in this case. He says over the last 2 years, the board has received almost 600 advertising requests from various retailers, and it's approved 55% of them. He says there's a reason why lawmakers included these restrictions in the original bill.
Part of the rationale, again, is an acknowledgement that people are consuming cannabis, and it would be a net benefit for public health to have them consuming a product that's been tested, but they don't want to promote consumption. They don't want to create new consumers. And so how do you thread that needle?
Bob, how do other states with legal retail cannabis deal with the advertising issue?
Jen, they are really all over the place. Many focus on not promoting products to people under 21. Others prohibit false claims. Some regulate the signage at the stores themselves. And there are some states that really don't have any restrictions at all. James Pepper says it's a case where every state is making this decision for themselves.
You know, every state gets to kind of choose its own adventure with how they're going to regulate cannabis. Until there's federal legalization, you know, you're going to get a patchwork of opinions from the various state courts.
Getting back to the specific issues in this lawsuit itself, Bob, can you lay out what this is all about for us?
Well, Jen, the lawsuit has been filed by a retail store in Middlebury, Flora Cannabis, and its owner is Dave Silberman. And a number of other cannabis businesses have joined that lawsuit. Silberman says the restrictions on advertisements, particularly the prior approval rules, violate the free speech rights of the Vermont Constitution. Now, that would be Chapter 1, Article 13, which I have right here in my hand, Jen. It says, quote, "The people have a right to freedom of speech and of writing and publishing their sentiments." Now, this is a very important point. We're talking about the Vermont Constitution, not the U.S. Constitution. Silberman argues that the state's restrictions are having a very negative economic impact on all aspects of the state's cannabis industry.
It's losing this money to fewer people buying cannabis from stores. There's still a strong black market for cannabis in Vermont that is not regulated. And so consumers lose, public safety loses, taxpayers lose, and then we as the cannabis industry lose.
Jen Silberman also says the state is being hypocritical. That's because on one hand, he says it wants to get tens of millions of dollars in new revenue from the sale of cannabis, but it doesn't want to be in the position of allowing the promotion of this product.
What they're really trying to do is keep us from talking with adult consumers about cannabis and normalizing cannabis in society. They want to perpetuate a stigma that is not appropriate when you're talking about a product that at the state level is legal now.
Okay, so that's a view from one of the plaintiffs in the case. Bob, how are legal experts viewing it?
Jen, I think they're fascinated by it. Jared Carter is a constitutional law professor at Vermont Law School, and he says a key part of this case is the recognition that the retail sale of cannabis is now a lawful activity in Vermont.
If the plaintiffs can get past that, and the court, in this case, the court looks at Vermont law, in which case it is obviously lawful, then I think the plaintiff's claim is quite strong. But it's really going to be that threshold issue, and it does tie back to exactly that. The fact that this is illegal at the federal level and legal at state level creates a real conundrum for the courts.
And Jen Carter says the outcome could be affected if the lawsuit is considered under the provisions of the Vermont Constitution.
Fascinating. Okay, Bob, well, where does the case go from here?
Well, Jen, the plaintiffs are asking for two things. They're seeking an injunction to prohibit the state from enforcing the current advertising restrictions. And if they're successful, they're calling for the development of regulations that allow them to responsibly advertise their products. It may take a little while for a decision to be handed down, and it's certainly possible that the decision ultimately will be appealed to the Vermont Supreme Court.